So let's show off a couple of cool features or demos here. So you click the monitor tab on the left-hand side. It's there by default now. Again, I showed you the activity log earlier. Let's show the metrics view. So with the metrics view, I could do something like this. I could go and say, let me look at a particular resource that I'm working on. And those, here's some of those resources that we created. Let me look at, for example, what was that VM or the database or some of those web apps. Look at that one there. You can basically see if I want to see, you know, what are, you know, what did it look like from a demo perspective? I can filter my HTTP request. Hey, did any errors come? No, good. If I wanted to, I could basically, again, get a nice view for this. This works for any resource, so I can do this for databases, VMs, networks, etc. Again, because you have that pinning support, key thing is once you use the metrics view to come up with an interesting view, just pin it to your dashboard, especially if you have that multiple dashboards, and now that thing is there for me to see. And so this is a great way to go create the metrics for your apps, get them across all your resources, aggregate them together in a single dashboard, and now you have one heads-up display that you can use that's customized for your use case. The diagnostic log section basically gives you a pointer to any of the logs that we're generating from our services. And we're basically having all of our services now emit logs to a common diagnostic API and Dynamics log service. We give APIs to this, so you can pull this into Splunk or Datadogs or Sumo Logic or any of the other popular log search systems out there. And one of the things that we've been hard at work at has been really improving the latency of when the data shows up in the logs. We used to have 15 or 20 minutes latency sometimes for services. I think as a build, we're now down to about a minute granularity for services, which is, I think, the best in class for all the cloud providers. I think AWS is still about 5 minutes granularity. And that means that basically the data is there quickly, which means you can diagnose things. It also means you can write alerts and actually do things like auto-scale rules with much more accuracy, much faster. And then what you can do optionally is, again, you can take these logs and pull it into a third-party log search tool or build your own Elasticsearch or a Kibana log stash or some type of environment. Or you can use our built-in log search functionality, which we now build into the product itself. And so as an example here, if I want to write an arbitrary script or search, I can just do star. It's going to pull back all the records. One thing you'll notice is that just pulled back 2 million log entries pretty much in near real time. If I wanted to do like a more complex query like this, this is going to basically say, pull back my SQL Azure database metrics, pull back the CPU consumption, and what I want to do is measure it, the average, in an interval of 20 minutes over the last period of time. So it's a pretty analytic query, not just a simple select star. I can run it over these 2 million records, 648 results when there's time series together, and you can now see all my databases and what the average CPU time is across the pools that they're being managed in. So a pretty easy way that I can visualize it. If I want to sequence into a particular time period, I can, and I just double-clicked into that time series. And then if I use the table view, I can also now see a columnar view back of those log search results. And the cool thing is when you have millions of results, being able to do it this quickly ends up being super, super useful. And you know, traditionally, in most environments on premises, this would be pretty hard to do. And you can basically save this query. You can also save it as one of the tiles on a dashboard. So again, helps it quite a bit in terms of enabling you to diagnose what's going on and be able to immediately seek into it and be able to kind of help diagnose things in a much easier way. And again, what we're trying to do is just basically have this built in so that you don't have to install anything to take advantage of it. It just works. Our alerting system does now allow you to also set up automated alerts that will fire based on this log telemetry action happening. I have like a billion alerts in this system because this is like 20 subscriptions of stuff. But basically for some of these things, I have no idea what this alert is, but we'll take a look at it. This thing, you can be sort of arbitrary complex in terms of logic. So this is basically, looks like set up on a log resource. It's not a very interesting alert. Hold on, let's build a new one. But what I could basically do when I create a new alert is I can choose what type of resource. I can basically choose what type of thing is happening. So I see errors happening, CPU spike, something went down, a new deployment happened. And then you'll notice built in here now, we have the ability to fire off an alert to a variety of different mechanisms. And so one of them is SMS, so we can now send you an automatic SMS alert. One is email, and then the other one is webhook. The nice thing with a webhook is you can call off to any system with that. So you call off to an Azure function, you could call off to PagerDuty if you wanted to build kind of a more advanced paging model where you have on-call engineers and it'll actually walk the on-call engineers until one of them responds. So if it's in the middle of the night, you don't wake up everyone. You can call off to any other third-party system as part of that, and that's now built in. And because our log granularity is now very fast, you know, these end up being much more accurate as part of it. And again, it's something you can now take advantage of and didn't exist a while ago. Action groups give you a way that instead of calling an individual person, you can actually call a group. So you could say, when there's an issue at night, call the on-call engineer. And then you just rotate who is the on-call engineer in the group. And that way you're not having to change thousands of rules every night depending on who is the person on call. Auto-scale is another one that we've built in so that as you can now auto-scale based on alerts instead of manually. And we have one unified way for doing auto, or going to one unified way to do auto-scale across all our services.